You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
That's where we kick off the show, as always, with a sense of market movements that have been taking place throughout the day. This week, we're joined on the line for our markets conversation by Senior Wealth Manager and Investment Member Committee at Private Client Holdings, Warren Bass, to take a look at this, to take a look at markets rather than get a sense of how it is that they've been moving. Warren, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Markets having quite the interesting midweek movements. If I'm looking at local equity markets versus international equity markets, it's rather positive on the local front, barring, of course, those developments happening out of Asia and Tencent and the implications that that has had on Naspers and Prosus locally.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. I think we've had a bad week in the markets, which is good. Quite a bit of interesting news also came out today, just around, which I think is probably one of the main things that people have been waiting for, was the, you know, the US inflation figures. So, I mean, really, we're watching US interest rates and inflation, which drives everything throughout the world. And inflation was in line with expectations. It came out slightly weaker, the year-on-year growth at 3.4% versus what it was previously at 3.5%. So perhaps giving Kevin Warsh, the Federal Reserve Chairman, now a bit of leeway as not having to raise interest rates, maybe keep them flat, which would be good for markets. So we've seen like the S&P up slightly today. I mean, the SA market was trading fairly negatively, and that actually came back a bit during the day. And the NASDAQ up also 0.4% at the moment. So that's nice positive news.
Warren, I want to take a look at some other local markets before we get into international markets. MTN gave us a warning around their expectations for revenues and profits potentially to be on the decline. A lot is happening around that business, but the share price sold off quite significantly. I mean, I think one of the reports that I saw suggested that the 5 or 6% decline in the share price meant that a little over 20 billion rands in value was lost in market cap on that particular stock. Quite a significant move there from that perspective, but I suppose at the moment that is very telling of how markets are reading data and news points. As data points come out, if they're exceptionally good, the market might reward companies. If they're not as great, the market really does take this to heart.
Yes, definitely, Jimmy. You know, I think one of the things that is a factor in this is the amount of sort of indexation or passive funds now in the markets nowadays. So, you know, that's created, there's quite a lot of automated buying in that. And, you know, big misses by companies in that. You've seen the share price movement exacerbated quite a lot when that happens. I mean, the South African market movements have become larger, but, you know, the foreign markets have actually a lot more than that. So, yeah, definitely a few longer-term factors that are actually influencing that.
Warren, let's take a look at the rand. It was at 16.10 at some point throughout the day. I saw it at about 16.14 a little earlier. It's at 16.15 or so at the moment. The rand also going through its own sets of movements. We know that just towards the end of last month when we got that interest rate decision, the rand went all the way back up north of 16.50. It has since rebounded, suggesting that perhaps rand strength is definitely coming to the party following that interest rate decision by the MPC. It's stronger against the British pound. It's stronger against the euro. Today, it's even stronger against the Australian dollar. Rand strength, or the rand rather, holding its own in a very difficult emerging market environment.
Yes. I think there's quite a nice self-help story around South Africa at the moment. So, I mean, you've seen that bullishness in South African bonds and things like our structural reforms and that are sort of starting to, I think, come through and make a bit of a difference. I think that I always look at the currency also in conjunction to sort of maybe like the dollar index and what's happening on some of the foreign markets and that. And, you know, we've seen a bit of weakness, in the dollar index. And I think, you know, consummate with some rand strength. So, you know, yeah, I think it's a number of factors have been affecting it. But, you know, I think South African emerging markets is a bit of a risk on trade throughout the world at the moment as well. So that's all positive for the rand.
Warren, can we take a look at the gold price? You mentioned a risk on sentiment, and the gold price hasn't really, for the last couple of months, been behaving as the typical safe haven we've seen it behave as over the years. Mm-hmm. potentially having something to do with what's happening in the Middle East and the global tensions and everything. But it's nice to see the gold price back above $4,400 a fine ounce, a level we haven't seen since it's come below that level. We bounced very nicely off $4,000 a fine ounce. The market looking like we could go back to retest $5,000 a fine ounce at the moment. I know it's still very early to see if we go that far up, but even the gold price is benefiting from kind of the shift in sentiment that we're seeing in the world.
Yeah, 100%. I think the gold is an interesting one. It has a very strong structural underpin at the moment with central banks buying more gold rather than U.S. Treasuries. And I think really that was a factor of, you know, when Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022 and the U.S. confiscated Russian assets, their dollars, that a lot of countries moved to buying more gold instead of holding U.S. Treasuries. That's a very strong underpin. And I think recently some of the gold's defensiveness is actually broken down because there were so many retail investors jumping on the bandwagon and buying into ETFs, which really created like some bit of artificial demand for gold. Some of that was shaken out of the system in the last while with the Iran war because people needed to fund some of their other assets by moving money out of gold. But I think now that it's kind of reestablished itself a little bit, the sort of same fundamentals and this decision or this inflation figure, which was a bit softer, maybe looking at the Fed keeping rates on hold, has given a bit of impetus to the gold price.
Warren, before I let you go, can we take a look at some of the other developments out of the US? Looking at SpaceX today, that share price bouncing quite nicely off of $110 a share. There was a lot of concern around whether or not we'd get back above listing price, and we're kind of wrapping up the tail end of earnings season in the US. A couple of stragglers still reporting on numbers. It's been, by and large, somewhat of a relatively confident earnings profile. I think the only thing that was a bit of a downer in the US was that jobs data that you mentioned at the start of our chat. Last week's jobs data, or the start of the month's jobs data, not coming through as strong as expected, and that labor market very telling. But on the company side of it, surprisingly, companies still able to beat estimates, able to still provide a bit of positive sentiment in the markets. How are you reading the US picture at the moment, and is it driving the confidence that we've seen? I mean, the S&P recently touched all-time highs once again. Markets are clearly moving very, very differently at the moment there.
Yeah, without a doubt, Jimmy. I think, the way that we look at it, there's been these two opposing forces in the market. One is worries around a stagflationary environment, slowing growth and rising inflation. And then and two versus very strong earnings coming out of the U.S. really from the AI build-out. And you've started to see that AI build-out, strong earnings growth, actually broaden out in the U.S. economy. I mean, for the first quarter earnings in the U.S., the S&P earnings were 28% in total, and excluding the large AI tech-related business, about 15 to 18%. I mean, that's just ridiculously strong growth coming out of there. In quarter two, I mean, growth looks like it's going to be around, excluding all those big companies, like over 20%. So, definitely positive revisions there. That's a very key one. So even though the jobs, it's kind of one print, the softer jobs data, there does seem like a fair amount of underlying strength still in the U.S. economy. And, I think as long as there's a sustainability in those type of earnings numbers and that is supporting markets, ahead of whatever other geopolitical issues and that we see in the world.
The geopolitical issues don't seem to be going away, but it does seem as though market participants are finding a way to navigate through them. We'll see how these market conditions continue to unfold and how they impact local and international markets. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Senior Wealth Manager at Private Client Holdings, Warren Bass, joining us to take a look at markets, make sense of what's been happening there, and share his thoughts around what could be coming next.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.